New Mexico is faced with, but has not faced up to, important water resource limitations. So says a group that has thought long and hard about our water situation. Their thinking produced three water-related bills that I hope the legislature adopts this session. One directs the state engineer and the Interstate Stream Commission to prepare to administer water rights and water use by priority as required by law, and encourages local water sharing agreements. One would require addressing the hydrological realities through science-based planning. Those realities include unsustainable water use and climate change impacts. The third would help reform important unresolved water law issues. It would require a hard look at five aspects of water law, including adjudications of water rights and protection of supplies, with an eye toward changes triggered by higher temperatures. We need to modernize our water laws. At least three other Western states have adjudication laws and processes that are more productive and less adversarial than ours. Water laws to lure people to develop an unpopulated desert are not laws for an overpopulated desert with diminishing water supplies. Our land of enchantment has some harsh realities. We need to make some damned difficult decisions. Those won't make anyone fully happy, but will help provide for our future and for future generations. These bills don't do everything we need to do, but they would make decision makers sit down and face the problems, then get to work. New Mexico leaders from all political persuasions have kicked this problem down the road too long. The state has treated water administration as I used to treat car radiators. Ignore 'em till they blew, and be sad when the engine cracked. The state's groundwater is being depleted or rendered unfit to drink, and if we lose the U.S. Supreme Court lawsuit, that'll mean drastically cutting future water use from the Rio Grande and nearby. Some might say that lawyers for Texas could construe language in the bills as an admission in the lawsuit. But we can easily clean up that language before passage of the bills. Further, New Mexico has strong counterclaims. Texas's unregulated groundwater pumping is a big part of the problem. Some could argue that we don't need the laws because the new governor will appoint a savvy state engineer and a top-notch ISC director. But given decades of neglect by both parties, we'd be wise to enact these bills into law. This should include making the ISC nonpartisan and clarifying its urgent mission, and we need clear and reliable data for decision makers, as well as better funding. The House bills are 174, 186, and 187.